Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, how, Phil, you got a special guest.
Yes, here we are in downtown Tanunda, Rick, interviewing my niece, Nicola Biagi. Missed out on her last time, Rick. The other sports show got her when she was captain of Central. So original captain of Central.
But your image has gone up and your drawing power now.
Lucky she's my niece. Yeah, so we've got Nicola here today.
It's amazing what you can do with a family connection.
Yeah, I know. Blood's thicker than water. Okay, so we've got Nicola. Changed clubs now, Nicola.
Yes.
Away from Central's.
Yep.
Had a, oh, you didn't have a year off, did you? You played for Angle Vale because you...
Yeah, so reserves and then played, yeah, the off-season out at Angle
Vale. So tell us about Angle Vale. There's a couple of best and fairest out there. I've done a little bit of spade work on you out there.
Search my Facebook.
that, first of all, is a rare kind of spade work.
Yeah. I didn't even know what that meant.
Spade work and Phil Fechner, they don't go together.
So Angle Vale.
Yeah.
Loved it out there, I know that, because I've seen your post.
Yeah, yeah.
So two best and fairest.
In a row, yep. So back to back last year and the year before, so very lucky enough to win it. Helped out in the coaching role last year as an assistant and kind of stay out of the voting and everything, so it wasn't that was the coach's favourite. So I didn't vote for myself.
Just no, I didn't get the game.
No, I didn't. So, but great team out there, fantastic women's program that they've got that they're continually building on. So, yeah, I'm...
Yep.
Loved it out there.
And that's in the amateur league they play, don't they, in Div 2?
Yeah, Div 2, Adelaide Footy League.
Yeah, Footy League, Adelaide Footy League.
Yeah.
League games, 25?
Yeah, 25.
Was all right there?
Peter Argent told me last week, it's 25, he tends to know.
I thought it might have been more than that.
So did I.
A few of them, but anyway, they mightn't have counted a few. Well, I was added a few on when I was umpiring.
Yeah, but you counted ones from the boundary line, didn't you?
I can cast my mind back, Nicola, to yesterday. That's about as far as I go back now. No, not really. I remember you playing at Newry High in a busted collarbone against the Elizabeth Girls, I believe, or one of the teams from town. And I remember you giving them a mouthful over the fence. You had this busted shoulder, you're off to hospital. And
that
so
was
that's when your footy started, really, wasn't it?
At high school. But I was
footy.
A lot younger. I was 15 years.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm now 32. Oh,
I know. You're old bugger.
I know.
But
this is around
I'm only 33.
15.
And I'm your uncle.
Well, Mum asked me the other day if I was 35. Oh. And I was like, Mum, what are you, 70?
She's never been good at maths, Annabelle.
But she's teaching children.
Yeah, I know. That's sad. Did you play at Tanunda? I can't remember
Yes,
back there.
So I was in a part of their inaugural women's squad.
Oh, okay.
So I played three or four games out there, got a couple of bests, and then I went off to the UK for a holiday. So
oh,
I missed,
that's right,
that was only a very short round season. And that was the reason I moved from Tanunda to Angle Vale. It was nothing to do with the club at all.
Yeah.
It was only because they were playing nine-a-side in their first year in the Barossa Footy League.
Okay.
And nine-a-side when you're trying to play Sandville is really, really hard. So.
Yeah. All the league clubs, do they have a side? To, like
all
Port?
League,
Port?
No. So they Port have an AFLW.
Oh, they haven't got an SAFL Guild.
No.
Okay. No. So who hasn't? It's Port?
Crows and Port, that's it.
Oh,
so
that's it.
Everybody else, yeah.
Okay.
We were the Bulldogs and Eagles were the last essential clubs to join, apart from Port Adelaide and Crows.
Yep.
So,
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I know you've only been at Westies a short time. Rick, you can ask a question too if you want.
Oh, no, look, you're doing very well, Phil. This is a revelation.
You're only there 5 minutes or, done the pre-season, which you're going to training in a minute. Facilities compared to Central's?
Yeah, I have.
Similar?
Yeah, like Central's have recently had a massive upgrade, which was a long time overdue. But the Westies is kind of the next in line to get theirs. So, because the women's space is still newer to Sandville, especially with expansion clubs and especially with the expansion of the girls program as well. So, more facilities are needed for everybody, but there are upgrades going on.
Yep.
So, still just as good, really.
Where would have you got your footy ability from? Was it your brother?
Young
Bennett Gum?
Oh, well, I'm older than him, so he got it from me.
Well, that's right. Mum might have been a good footballer.
Well, Mum thinks she would be. To be fair, though, to give credit to Mum where it's due, when she used to come out and kick the footy on the lawn with me,
she was
Dad,
all right.
She was actually all right. Yeah, yeah.
Might put her in a pocket this year for Westies.
Yeah, I said, no. She can come out to Tanunda and we'll put her in full forward.
So you got Benny at Gummaraka, premiership player there. Dad, well, I suppose you got him off of Dad. He was pretty average, I thought.
Well, funny that you say Dad playing for Gum and you, dual premiership players yourselves. I'll be wearing, which isn't known yet, but I'll be wearing probably number 40, which was Dad's number back at Gummaraka.
See, I thought it was your age.
Yeah, that's rude.
But I can say that.
Yeah, you can. One of the very few.
I don't know. You're the only bloke I know who used to bloody come in off of the half forward flank spectators. So, you know, I mean, well, that's the only way you got to kick one.
Oh, right? Yeah, well, that's all right. You've got to get them somewhere. Obviously, Mum was a good tennis player. Yeah. I mean, you even played with Mum, didn't you, back then?
Yeah, hit her with the ball a few times.
And then, Rick, I don't know whether you even realised, but Nicola's the... you're not engaged, are you?
No.
It's just boyfriend and girlfriend. Aaron Whistler for Kabunda.
Oh,
is her boyfriend.
Yes. He's
so hopefully he's... kicking the footy to you.
He's actually
about the only practice he probably does, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like doing tackle practice with him though, because he's 6'7" and just under 100 kilos.
Oh, he's a big unit. He is a big unit and a good footballer, isn't he, Rick?
He is a very good.
You've covered him and you always like write him up.
I've given him a number of good write-ups.
You have.
Do you reckon we could let the umpires know how good Aaron is? I feel like he's a bit shy on boats.
Almost got him a medal in the bees that year.
Now in the same colours, me and Aaron, black and red.
Black and red. You're not the Bombers, you're the Bloods,
no,
aren't you?
Yeah.
And of course, your uncle was a very good sportsman.
I think I get the competitiveness from the fellas, that's for sure.
What am
I?
Oh, yeah, really? What am I hearing?
And Grandma, Grace, she used to be very competitive.
Yeah, she was. She played footy though, didn't
she? No, tennis though. Oh, give her any sport, she would have given her a good hard crack, that woman.
But what about AFLW? Have you missed the boat? Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to. Like, in my first couple of years at Central, I did want to give it a fair crack, and that was in the goal planning with a lot of coaches and stuff like that. But unfortunately, and it's like the men's now as well, like once you're over a certain age, they tend to not look at you. And and that's been the case for the captain of Central at the moment, Shelby Smith.
Yep.
Fantastic footballer.
So what age is she?
We're the same age, so we're 32.
Oh, really? Okay.
32, yeah.
Wow.
But she's...
She looks a lot younger than you.
I'm sure she'll love that. If she listens to this, she'll absolutely love that. So.
I'm gonna butt in here because, no, she doesn't look as young. and I know because my other half, Sally, uses her mother as her hairdresser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Shelby is also my hairdresser. Oh, I am overdue. I've got a few greys. Shelby, I'll see you Friday, Shelby.
She's mine too.
She suggested that I shave mine.
Oh.
No, Michelle, her mum, is hilarious too. So, no, but she definitely, I think, should have been drafted because just her experience, lack of injury, raw talent, but also just work ethic and discipline and leadership. She's great. I've switched clubs, but I still rate her very highly as a person and a player. So.
Westies last year struggled, I reckon. Am I right?
Well... When we played them in the trial match, so Central's played Westies in the trial match, and we got flogged, they beat us quite significantly, which was surprising.
So Westies beat Central's
last year in the league trial match, because I played that league trial match. And then
at least you played one.
Yeah, doesn't count if it's a trial match. However, when it came to actually starting the season, they had 9 injuries of integral players throughout their squad. Now, 9 major injuries is huge because we only play, 16 aside, so 9 of them, or 18, whatever it is.
That doesn't help.
No, and having, they've got such a young side. If you take me and 3 other girls out of the side, their average age is 18.
Oh, wow.
So... There's a few of us that lift the average at the moment to about 20.
You've knocked that up a bit.
Yeah, we have. But they've got some young girls that are just, and that's the thing, the skills, the fitness, the talent, because they've now gone through.
So you reckon you've gone wrong?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you'll be a young squad basically having a pretty raw and having a go.
Yeah, but that's the good thing is that's what pre-season's all about, is, you know, getting back to the fundamentals, moving on those fundamentals, yeah, and also working together as a team. So
I see one of the young girls has been drafted to Port. Mm. Will she play for you then when she's not playing for Port?
Yes, so apparently the rule is that you can play 5 sample matches.
Oh, okay.
After the because now they've changed, because they used to play, AFLW used to be before our season and then they come back, but now it's after, now as you know.
That's right. Yeah, they had 2 seasons, 1 year.
Which is just crazy.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. So apparently she's allowed to play 5 games, whether or not that changes next season, because the AFLW can change their ruling if they wish.
Yeah, they do whatever they want.
Correct.
They?
And we just have to kind of...
So you can get her for 5 games, and your season's not a full round, is it?
It'll be, I think they said this year will be 14 rounds? 14 rounds plus finals,
Okay.
Which is better, so because the AFL didn't have that many this year for the women. Yeah. So,
no. And do you follow women's AFL or you don't really?
Yeah, I watch it a lot because it's free on the app and it's TV now. So
do you follow a club or do you?
Mainly players, like Chloe Malloy from Sydney. She's unreal.
On the
weekend.
So she's an Adelaide girl?
No, she's a Sydney girl. I just watch players. I don't know. I do it in the men's too. Like, I like watching certain players and certain teams, but
Uncle,
I don't really...
Uncle Phil back in his day.
Yeah.
You probably weren't even born.
I was going to say. I'm not 40. I wasn't born.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was wheelchair footy, wasn't it?
That was 40 years. That's how smart I am. 40 years ago, she's 32.
I didn't realise until the other day that talking AFLW for a moment, that the Crows had never played Sydney until the weekend.
No. And that's just the way the rule goes.
Because there's not a full...
But that is just crazy, though. I think they should at least play everybody once. Yeah. So.
Now, the girl went from Centrals to Brisbane.
Caitlin Wenland.
Yeah.
She's a gem.
I watched her first game. She went quite well.
Yeah.
Only a little girl, though.
Yeah.
Didn't seem that...
She is younger, so again, but she is still quite strong. She's like a Tia Charlton. They don't look like much, but their core strength and when they're closer to the ground, like centre of gravity, is very, very good.
Yeah.
So they are hard to get down, especially training with Caitlin.
Yep.
She's very, very strong in that midfield. So
how do they then send someone over here to look at them and draft them, or what happens there? Or do they go up into a draft? Or
they can nominate. Again, you can either nominate for a mature age, which is anything over the age, I think, of 20 now. Yeah, which for me, I'm like, that's not mature age. Mature age is 30 plus.
As you get older.
Yeah, apparently it is. Yeah. There can be talent scouts out and around.
Okay.
So I think Port, because we did have Port come out to one of our training sessions at Centrals and have a look at a few of the girls.
Yeah.
I think they were interested in her. But again, it comes down to who offers the Guernsey first and where it is and what they're kind of offering, I think. So.
And new coach this year, or did he coach last year?
From West East, he coached last year.
Okay.
So, before that, he coached Sturt, and his daughter still plays for Sturt. So.
Oh, really? Can't get her across?
No, she's blue through and through. Double blues.
Wow.
Yeah. So they played in the grand final a couple of years ago and lost to Norwood.
Yep.
But
So the side to beat, is it Centrals again?
They signed on all their premiership players, so
left.
No, well,
other than
but I wasn't in the premiership team.
Yeah. No.
I was an emergency, so close.
I saw you in the photo.
Yeah. I would never do that.
Oh, yeah.
Never. They've got a great squad.
Should have
seen that. Yeah. They've got a really good squad, so they are going to be hard to beat. But again, it's anyone's game, depending on recruiting and depending on how they have a preseason and.
The season, when do we kick off, Nicola? Because I'll be
that's
down
a
there.
Question.
Oh, you don't know that.
I reckon it's February, mid-Feb. So.
Oh, back February.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Usually
that's
mid-Feb.
Right.
So we'd
be finished bowls by then.
Hang on. You've finished.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay. And down the track, what are you looking after after Westies coaching somewhere, or
there's a bit of news coming out soon. Yeah. It hasn't been confirmed anywhere yet, so I don't want to.
No, that's step fine. You don't have to do that.
But yeah, I'll definitely be in a coaching role with Dad this year in the off season. So yep. Most people will be able to guess where.
Keep that just out hasn't.
Nah, he's good because I haven't done a head coaching role yet, but I'm doing my level two at the moment.
Okay.
But it's just a lot of football because doing that, it'll be 6 days a week from about, you know, January through to whenever we finish.
Selling houses is part time, then, is it?
No, selling houses is full time, football's part time, but in a full time, you know.
Everybody wants a house, we go to Elders here in 127 Murray Street tonight.
Oh, that's very good. And what's more, you heard the other alleged rumour first on Sports Central.
Yes, again.
Again, as per.
We're always well ahead of it. All right, Nicola, I think we've just about won. We've got to let you go to training.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's all about training.
Can't be late.
No.
I'll get dropped.
Oh, well, sorry, is there any financial. Like, do you get paid?
I think there's laws and legislation around that we're not really allowed to. Okay. That'll be changing.
Like amateur.
I hope.
Yeah. But they're saying that they're going to bring it in.
They'll
bring it in. They said 2025. They'll look at doing like some sort of wage for the girls.
I mean, the commitment you do. How often do you train?
3 nights a week, and then when it comes into training, it's 3 times
a
week.
And then you're driving down to Nalunga to play South Adelaide.
Yeah,
Nalunga, and I mean, it's not a 5 minute drive.
No.
I mean, you should be compensated with something. You know,
look, that's what the league are doing, so that it's not like one club do one thing and then clubs that don't have the funds don't do it. So they're going to put in a across the board equitable plan.
Yeah, some clubs are obviously more financial than Centrals are pretty financial because of the pokies. Good old
and
Elizabeth.
Also, I'm pretty sure you get like, I can't remember exactly if it's a $10,000 or $20,000 towards your club if you win the Premiership.
From Sample, I'm pretty sure.
Whoever the major sponsor is.
They would have drank that under the table, though, wouldn't they?
Half the girls, like, I think we had 7 or 8 that are under, you know, 18, so they can't drink.
Well, then the others can drink more.
Then us old girls can't drink that much.
Nothing like teamwork.
Bring in the young girls.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we better let you get off to training, Nicola. It's been a bloody pleasure having a chat. I don't even get to talk to you that often. Christmas Eve, the next time, probably.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Bowling me out in cricket or something. Which isn't hard to do.
No.
It used to be. Not anymore. You don't move as well. Not as agile.
Well,
you said it.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for sparing the time. It's really very good. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful time with your new club, which is so far so good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And as we said, Elders Real Estate, 127 Murray Street, Tanunda.
So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.